Hi, this is Patty Jackson, and this is an audio recording on how to use the Clear Inner Focus table. This table works on the principles of the four things that you can control: your breath, your focus, your imagination, and your response. By powerfully using these four things, you will be able to go from any stress, confusion, frustration, inability to move forward, to a clear picture of where you'd like to go, and an inspired step forward, one step you can take in the direction of where you want to go. After using this table, you should be able to have a clear picture that's going to support you in making decisions and moving your life forward. Use this table anytime, on any topic that's causing you any confusion, stress, inner conflict, or even conflict with other people. It is our mindset that drives our behavior. And if we cannot get into action, or the actions we're taking aren't producing the results, this table will help you build a mindset that will support productive actions. So the first thing you need to do then is to take some deep breaths and let go of the outside world for a little while. This is time to look at the inside. What's going on inside of you? Your breath helps you then let go of those things outside of you and calm down and connect with the things going on inside of you. After writing down the topic that you'd like to focus on and the topic you'd like to move forward in on the top left side of the paper, next ask yourself, what's going on when I think this topic? What are the things I'm thinking, feeling, and experiencing that I don't want to be thinking, feeling, or experiencing anymore? So breathe and become aware of these things and write the things you're thinking, the things you're feeling, and the things you're experiencing on the left side of the paper. So pause the video now and give yourself some time to look around and look, what is it that I don't want to be thinking, feeling, and experiencing anymore when I think of this topic? Okay, great. Now it's time to look at those thoughts, feelings, and experiences that you do not want to be experiencing anymore, and breathe and bring acceptance to this. You don't want to be thinking these things. You don't want to be feeling these things. And you don't want to be experiencing these things. But you are, and you're still okay. So give yourself a minute to reread that left side of the column. And notice you do think these things and you do feel these things sometimes, and you're still okay. Awareness with acceptance of what is and just loving yourself right where you're at is the first and most important step to positive change. As you do this, you might become aware of more things you don't want to be thinking, feeling, and experiencing. Make sure you're naming the feeling. Scientifically, it has been proven that when you name the feeling you're feeling, you can tame it. And the taming of it lets you liberate the thought so you can start focusing on thoughts you want to be thinking, feeling, and experiencing. So pause this now and just reread your list. And as you reread it, tell yourself, I don't want to be here, and it's okay. It's okay that I'm still here. And make sure as you're doing this, you add any more thoughts you don't want to be thinking, feeling, and experiencing, or you sift the thoughts that you want to be thinking, feeling, and experiencing and put them on the right side. So pause now, reread, breathe, and accept all of the thoughts, feelings, and experiences you don't want, and record anything else more that might be running around inside your thoughts at this time. Okay, so now it's time to look at those thoughts on the left and let go of all the how-tos and let go of if it's even possible. When you're going to build a house, it's really important to get the blueprint. And in this case, what you're doing is you're going to get the mindset. You're going to get a clear inner focus. During this time, it's important to let go of the house, let go of if it's possible, and just listen inside to your heart, thought by thought, feeling by feeling, as you build this clear inner focus on the right side of your paper. So what you'll do is look at the first thing you wrote down on the left, and then flip your focus. Ask yourself, instead of thinking, feeling, or experiencing this, in a magical world, what would I love to be experiencing someday in time and space? And breathe and ask your heart, and write down and record the thoughts, feelings, or experiences you'd rather be thinking, feeling, and experiencing, thought by thought, feeling by feeling, with each item on the left side of your paper. So pause this recording now and do that step, please. Okay, now as you look at these thoughts, feelings, and experiences on the right side of your paper, I'd like you to reread them and kick in your imagination. Wow, what would it feel like? What would people be saying? What would I be waking up in the morning and doing if I could be thinking, feeling, and experiencing these thoughts? So read them now and breathe as you reread that right side of the list. Notice you'll feel those feelings inside you right now. Bring gratitude to those feelings right now. This anchors that picture in. As you breathe and imagine, you might even notice that you're getting like a three-dimensional or a high-definition picture and a feeling inside of you on what that would feel like and what that would look like. As you notice those feelings growing inside, bring gratitude to that. Thank goodness. I feel the relief now. I feel better now. Give yourself as much time as you want to reread these and imagine. Visit this anytime you want. You now have a clear inner focus about what you want to be thinking, feeling, and experiencing someday in the future. And you're still feeling those feelings more and more now just by focusing here. And you hold that picture inside of you and then just let go and ask yourself, what's one step I can take today in the next 24 hours in the direction of this desire? And then write that down on the table on step 6. The step you might take is to reread this list and to just imagine and picture it more. The step you might take is to make some phone calls. The step you might take is to just be patient. Only you know the answer. So ask yourself the question and then just write down one tiny step you can take in the direction of this goal. And then return to this process, return to this picture. Keep taking steps in this direction day by day. And letting go of trying to make it all happen, but getting clear on what you want, visiting that picture, noticing how good it makes you feel today, and then taking the next step. Pretty soon, over time, you will see that your life GPS has been set. You now clearly know where you want to go, and you get little guidance and little inspiration and little ideas or things come to you that help you continue to clarify that picture more, tweak it, and reach that goal that you've been looking for.